Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, February 17th, and I'm reading from the New International Version. In Genesis today, we have a genealogy, and then in Psalm 67, we'll remember why we are blessed, so that the nations might praise the Lord. And then in John today, we will look at the healing by the pool. In Genesis, the genealogy, we need to keep in mind several things. So we're talking about the family line of Esau, and Esau had three wives, Adah, Aholibamah, and Basemath. All right, starting in verse 15. These were the chiefs among Esau's descendants, the sons of Eliphaz, the firstborn of Esau. Chiefs Teman, Omar, Zepho, Kenaz, Korah, Gatam, and Amalek. These were the chiefs descended from Eliphaz and Edom. They were grandsons of Adah. The sons of Esau's son Reuel, chiefs Nathan, Zerah, Shema, and Mizah. These were the chiefs descended from Reuel in Edom. They were grandsons of Esau's wife, Basemath. The sons of Esau's wife, Aholibamah, chiefs, Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. These were the chiefs descended from Esau's wife, Aholibamah, daughter of Anah. These were the sons of Esau, that is, Edom, and these were their chiefs. These were the sons of Seir the Horite, who were living in the region: Latan, Shabbah, Zibeon, Anah, Dishan, Ezer, and Dishan. These sons of Seir and Edom were Horite chiefs. The sons of Latan, Hori and Hammam. Timnah was Latan's sister. The sons of Shabal, Alvan, Manahath, Ebel, Shepho, and Anam. The sons of Zibeon, Aiah and Anah. This was the Anah who discovered the hot springs in the desert while he was grazing the donkeys of his father, Zibeon. The children of Anah, Dishan and Aholibamah, daughter of Anah. The sons of Dishan, Hemdan, Eshban, Ithran, and Keran. The sons of Ezer, Bilhan, Zivan, and Akan. The sons of Dishan, Uz, and Aran. These were the Horite chiefs: Latan, Shabal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishan, Ezer, and Dishan. These were the Horite chiefs according to their divisions in the land of Seir. When Hadad died, Samlah from Masrekah succeeded him as king. When Samlah died, Shaul from Rehoboth on the river succeeded him as king. When Shaul died, Baal-Hanan, son of Achbor, succeeded him as king. When Baal-Hanan, son of Achbor, died, Hadad succeeded him as king. His city was named Pau, and his wife's name was Mahatabel, daughter of Matred, the daughter of Zabah. These were the chiefs descended from Esau by name according to their clans and regions: Timnah, Alva, Jeteth, Aholibamah, Elah, Penan, Kenaz, Teman, Mibzar, Magdiel, and Iram. These were the chiefs of Edom according to their settlements in the land they occupied. This is the family line of Esau, the father of the Edomites. If you could see me in here, I'm sweating. That was pretty tough. But we get such a wonderful psalm that follows up this genealogy today that it makes it all worth it. So if you'll turn with me to Psalm 67. For the director of music with stringed instruments, a psalm, a song. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine on us. so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among the nations. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. May God bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear him. The first two verses of this psalm really stuck out to me. The first verse kind of sounds like the Aaronic blessing that we find in Numbers. Remember that, when the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you? Listen to verse 1 again. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine on us. And then in verse 2, we get the why. Why should God bless us? Is his blessing so that we can just bask in it and use it for our own glory and for our own pleasure? No, verse 2, so that your ways, so God's ways, may be known on the earth, your salvation among the nations. So God blesses his children, those who know of him, so that they might go out and spread the knowledge of salvation, and also that they might spread the blessings to the people who do not know God, and therefore all the nations will praise him. Oh Lord, help us today to be a blessing to those around us because of the ways that you have blessed us spiritually and financially and emotionally and physically. Let's turn over now to the book of John. Today we're reading John chapter 5, verses 1 through 18. And the title in my Bible says, The Healing at the Pool. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there is in Jerusalem, near the sheep gate, a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath. And so the Jewish leaders said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat." But he replied, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'" So they asked him, "Who is this fellow who told you to pick it up and walk?" The man who was healed had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there. Later, Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, "See, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you." The man went away and told the Jewish leaders that it was Jesus who had made him well. So, because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, the Jewish leaders began to persecute him. In his defense, Jesus said to them, "My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working." For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I am reminded here when Jesus finds the man in the temple that the greatest healing that any of us can receive is the healing from sin, that each of us has a great need to be forgiven of our sin, and we are forgiven in Jesus Christ if we place our faith in Him and repent. And then there's this ongoing checking of ourselves, right? Where we contemplate what it is in our lives that is not in line with God's Word. And as I read this passage, you can almost maybe interpret it that this man's sin is what caused him to be sick. And perhaps that is true, but I love when we get to chapter 9 of John, where the man born blind and the people say, who sinned? Was it him or was it his parents? Because that was the overarching view of the day, that someone was sick because they sinned, that there was a direct correlation there. But what does Jesus say in John 9? Do you remember? It is not his parents' sin, nor his sin, neither sinned. It is so that the glory of the Lord will be revealed. And I think about that so often in the lives of my friends who are suffering in sickness, many who are strong believers who have shown me the way. It's not because of sin that they are sick, but we don't even know why they're sick. It's a product of the fall, oftentimes, that sickness and disease are in the world. But in the midst of their sickness, they continually point me back to Jesus. And so we just pray, Lord, even now for those who are suffering, that your glory would be revealed through them. We pray, Lord, thanking you for the saints who have gone before us and their testimony to your faithfulness, even when they were suffering. Guide us today in your great truth. Continue to teach us from your word. Encourage us by the fellowship we have with one another. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.